So greetings, it's Ben, and I'd like to read some instruction to us, given in God's Word. Reading in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And further down, a couple more verses. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. So these are some instructions that I'm endeavoring to apply and to follow in my life during these times. And so I don't have a lot to share this morning, but that's some rich instructions, I believe. I would like to share a devotional I received yesterday or the other day from Worthy Brief that blessed me. And so I'm going to share that with you as well. So the title would be, Don't Let Circumstances Dictate You, in Ephesians 6, 19 to 20. And pray for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. That was Apostle Paul wrote that. So a little more here. For over 20 years, we've been covering Christian persecution. Whenever I come across an amazing story of how a saint endured such hardships, it encourages me. I remember reading about Watchman Nee and his imprisonment. The Chinese government would change the guards at his cell daily for fear that Nee would lead them to the Lord. Their fears were justified. Many of those guards did come to faith. Apparently, Watchman Nee had learned a powerful lesson from the Apostle Paul. In Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, observe how he describes himself. An ambassador in chains, locked away in prison, Paul adamantly refuses to allow his circumstances to dictate or alter his identity. He may be in chains, but he remains the Lord's ambassador. Can you imagine Paul chained up in that dungeon, throwing up his hands, saying, that's it, it's over, I'm finished. Not on your life. Instead, the apostle grows bolder as an ambassador, not intimidated or ashamed, because Paul isn't chained in his spirit. He's only bound in the flesh. Remember how he concludes his letter to the Philippian church, declaring, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So here's the encouragement. Don't allow yourself to be defined by your past or chained by your current circumstances. God has also called you to be ambassador for him. With so much work to be done, we ought to be growing bolder right in the midst of our trials and tribulations. He signs off as George. Another scripture comes to my mind. Be not weary in well-doing. And so let's be encouraged. Just as you know, it's normal for us if we're workers. They work, they get a paycheck. That's normal. And I believe that's of the Lord. God and his ways are the same. If we work for the Lord, we receive a paycheck. And so let's be encouraged to be faithful and looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Okay, God bless you today.